This is Northwest News from KPLU. So you have a string of cloudy days, and then boom, all of a sudden the weather turns sunny. That burst of sunshine may lead people to make bad decisions at work. KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross has this story about new research from the University of Washington Foster School of Business.
Ron Duchin is a finance professor at the business school. He wanted to understand whether we make different decisions at work depending on our mood, so he and the other researchers on his team looked at mortgage applications. Not the ones from people with awesome credit scores and huge incomes who would definitely get approved, but instead the ones that were kind of on the bubble. So he looked at those applications and then examined what the weather was like when the loan officer decided to reject or approve.
We sort of know from psychology that when it's cloudy, people tend to be less happy than when it's sunny. And you can get that data at an hourly level across all weather stations in the U.S. You just get it online.
Turns out loan officers were more likely to approve those marginal loans on unexpectedly sunny days and reject more of them on unexpectedly cloudy days. And that's not all.
The cool thing about this data is that for all the applications that are approved, we can actually trace the performance of those loans being originated after they're approved.
Those loans approved on sunny days were more likely to wind up in default. Duchin says the solution may be to take some of that decision-making process out of the hands of human beings.
The real question is, you know, to what extent should we automate some of the decision-making processes in financial firms, in that case, to avoid this sort of human factor, these mistakes.
Or maybe people can learn to be a little more careful when the sun is out. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.